Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your headlines. The state of California has filed a lawsuit against the Orange County city of Huntington Beach. That after voters there passed a local ballot measure in March that amends the city charter to require voters to show official photo ID when voting in person. Backers of the measure, including a conservative majority on the city council, argue it will ensure election integrity and prevent ballot box fraud. But speaking at a press conference yesterday, California Attorney General Rob Monta said requiring ID to vote violates the state constitution and will make it harder for some people to cast a ballot. Monta also questioned the premise of the local amendment.
One of the unfortunate bases for the city of Huntington Beach's charter amendment is an unfounded, untrue position that there is widespread voter fraud in California, in perhaps nationally, and potentially in the city of Huntington Beach. There's no evidence of that.
In a statement, Huntington Beach City Attorney Michael Gates said the passage of the Voter ID charter amendment expressed the will of residents and that the city will defend the decision in court. Democratic state lawmakers rallied at the state capitol yesterday in support of putting a $10 billion affordable housing bond on California's November ballot. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has that story.
Supporters say the bond would help pay for tens of thousands of affordable housing units that are near construction but lack funding to cross the finish line. East Bay Assemblymember Buffy Wicks co-authored the bond proposal. She called California's lack of affordable homes a moral crisis.
We have to do more to ensure that our communities, that our families, that our neighbors, that our friends, our aunties, our uncles, our grandparents, our children have a roof over their head.
John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He says the bond proposal is a flawed solution to a legitimate problem.
The best thing government can do in terms of building housing and housing stock is get out of the way. Let the private sector build housing where it is needed.
The legislature and governor must approve the bond before it can be placed on the November ballot. For the California Report, I'm Chris Nichols in Sacramento.
California requires student health centers at public universities to offer the abortion pill. But how much students pay for the medication differs dramatically campus by campus, from nothing to several hundred dollars. With more, here's LA's senior health reporter, Jackie Fortier.
At Cal State Long Beach, students pay $52 for a medication abortion. A few miles away at Cal Poly Pomona, it's free. $52 may not sound like a lot of money, but Cal Poly political science major Alejandra Lopez says if she needed a medication abortion, she wouldn't be able to afford it.
I'm a full-time student, but I do have a part-time job, and I get paid minimum wage, so $52 is basically a whole shift.
For some University of California students, the bill could be as high as $700.
I'm not surprised because I think that, you know, everybody's always looking to make a buck, and college campuses are no different.
That's former State Senator Connie Leyva, who wrote the law. It requires all public universities in California to offer medication abortion. It's a two-step process. One drug is taken to inhibit the pregnancy, another a day later to induce cramping and bleeding and empty the uterus. Universities are supposed to make the pills as cheap as possible, if not free.
They should not be charging. I think they may not have read the law or they don't care about the law.
But the law doesn't actually prohibit universities from billing students, and now some charge hundreds of dollars.
I'm saddened to hear that that's happening when we worked so hard to find private funding.
Leyva's talking about the $200,000 in private grant money that each campus received. It was meant to cover startup costs and the medication, but state records show some universities spent their entire $200,000 grant on facility upgrades, bulletproof glass, and security cameras, leaving students to foot the medication bill. Others, like Cal Poly Pomona, chose to buy medication, making it free for students. Health Center Director Rita O'Neill.
We decided that with the startup money that we would buy the first basically batch of the medication, we wanted to make sure that we weren't creating a cost barrier.
It's a short-term solution. Once the medication runs out, O'Neill says they'll have to find other funding or charge students the wholesale cost of the medication, about $52. Selena Robles doesn't have $52 to spare if she needed a medication abortion. She's majoring in urban planning and design.
I'm a student, I work, I'm a mom, and so my budget's pretty tight. I utilize the pantry here. They give out free groceries every single week. I can't really even pick up another shift to cover that.
She thinks it should be free on all university campuses, not just some.
It would feel easier and more supportive if I could be like, hey, if that happened, I could just go get it done and I don't have to come up with this money that I don't have.
Remember that $700 price tag I mentioned? That's how much University of California students can be charged. That's because UC schools have a different setup than CSUs, where students pay a small fee for use of campus health centers. University of California students can buy health insurance that covers most services offered at the health center, including medication abortions. But students who stick with the insurance they already have, like staying on their parents' plan, have to pay out of pocket. It's up to the student who just had a medication abortion to then send an itemized bill for hundreds of dollars to their insurance provider, who may or may not reimburse them. UC administrators refused a recorded interview. In an email, they said some campuses have health grants that could help cover the cost, but many campuses make students apply, requiring more time and paperwork. And, like the cost of the medication abortion, it all varies by campus. For the California Report, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
And that's this edition of the California Report for Tuesday, April 16th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening and have a good day.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. The California Healthcare Foundation, Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.